I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Locust swarms ravage Pakistan, creating even more need. Churches have spent most of their resources helping, but now they need help. Plus, did you know that just by going for a run, you can help support education for marginalized kids? We'll explain the details in just a couple minutes. But first, locust swarms munch their way across Pakistan, destroying crops and livelihoods as they go. Agriculture accounts for 20% of Pakistan's GDP, and 65% of the population lives and works in farming communities. Jonathan is a Christian worker focused on Pakistan.
This locust swarm is one of the biggest they've had in more than 30 years. But because of the COVID crisis, it hasn't hit the news so much, but it is really severe.
Many Christians in southern Pakistan work as sharecroppers. They pay for everything needed to plant and grow crops and then receive half of the overall profit at harvest time.
What happens, though, when the locusts come through, they destroy absolutely everything. So these people have gone into debt to pay for all those inputs, and now there's no crop. And so they don't eat if there's no crop.
Local churches dig deep to help families in need, but they're running out of options.
Over the last 3 months, pretty much all the resources that families were able to give went towards, you know, the COVID crisis and people who didn't have an earning because of that. And now with the locust crisis that's coming, they don't have anything left.
Find ways to help at missionnews.org.
In the past, they felt a bit abandoned by the global church, but this is a chance for us to come alongside them and encourage them and pray for them.
Next, COVID-19 lockdowns have largely contained the spread of the virus in certain countries and the U.S. But in developing nations, the lockdown measures have led to a lot of food insecurity. In response to this problem, Mission Aviation Fellowship adopted a voucher program designed to help people in the Papua province of Indonesia. Litsa Bekole, who runs the store that accepts the voucher, says,
"As we know that the isolated areas in the interior of Papua are reached by MRF and other planes. These people in the interior are dependent on rice and as their main source of food brought by planes. But since COVID-19 began, these products have been difficult to obtain. Many people have lost their jobs and business."
With many people in such dire straits, the voucher program helps people buy groceries for at least a month. So far, the program supplied 85 vouchers. Many people have bought seeds with the vouchers as well.
"For people who have a garden, it is very good if they can be assisted with plant or livestock seeds so that they can be developed in the future in order to meet the nutrition needs of the family to be healthy and have a strong immune system."
By meeting some of the physical needs, it keeps the door open for the spiritual needs to be met. Keep praying for gospel opportunities. And finally, in the midst of pandemic, people are still finding ways to connect with others for causes bigger than themselves. One such cause is Open Schools Worldwide's Kilometers for Kids fundraiser run. This event supports ministries like Teach Beyond, which provides education for marginalized kids, including literacy and basic life skills. Phil Peters tells us this fundraiser will bring people together June 27th to the 28th.
"We came up with the idea of having a run that people could take part in anywhere where they are, individually. So all around the world, we're anticipating that people in many countries will be participating."
Folks pledge a dollar amount for each kilometer run, walked, or biked. Peters also encourages people to ask others to support them with a pledge that multiplies donations and impact even more. The key was trying to create a fundraiser that would work well during the COVID-19 pandemic.
"You know, many of us have been confined in our homes, and yet in most of the places, you are permitted to go outside and to move. You can walk, you can run, you can bike. And by doing that, you know, you're raising money for a massive need right now. Plus, you're doing something good for yourself."
There's still time to sign up. We've got the links at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. So would you consider giving today? Look for the Support M&N tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.